morning. I'd like to say it's good to be in the Lord's house and appreciate being here at North Point this morning. I'm going to do like Jim. I'm going to sit down just for a minute. Jim asked me a while back to come to speak to y'all, and we'd been praying, and I always want God's will to be done. I don't never know who's going to be here at the services, and you know, I always leave a door open. God could change a message at any given time. Anyway, nonetheless, if you have your Bibles, you're going to turn with us. We'll be reading the book of John chapter 14 this morning. I love the Lord with all my heart. He is so precious to me. You know, I'm going to be honest with everybody just for a few moments. I've always tried to be honest. You know, whatever we do, sometimes it's about performance. It's about performance. You know, I was watching these guys up here and ladies singing, and we always want to give a good performance, sing good. But you know, if we don't have the power and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it don't matter how good it sounds or even what we look like doing it. It's not doing the job God's called us to do. It has to be through the leadership of the Spirit this morning. And I appreciate that. I just felt like I need to say that for my own life, because, you know, sometimes I've been preaching for a long time, and I always, when I stand, I want to preach good. I want to do a good job. I want to be pleased with myself, but I want the people to be pleased. But if it's not in the power of the Holy Spirit, then it didn't accomplish anything that God intended it to accomplish.
That's right.
It has to be through the leadership of the Spirit to do what God wants to do. I'd like to talk just a little bit this morning about peace. We probably won't keep you too long, but whatever the Lord's will be this morning. But if you look in John chapter 14, verse 27, he says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, but give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So Christ is leaving us something. You know, we like to leave stuff behind. We like to leave things for people. Sometimes us as husbands, we like to leave love notes to our wives, or vice versa, the wives of husbands. But God's given us something, or Christ is very and very important here, and it's his peace. We live in a day in a society that the world tries to replace the peace of God with other things. And God being my helper this morning, we'd like to maybe just talk about that for a little bit this morning. When you look the word definition for peace up, it says freedom from disturbance, from war, and from violence. And I know that's an element of truth. We don't like disturbance in our lives, and we don't want violence. My wife, her favorite saying is, "I don't like confrontation." And no doubt none of us do. None of us want confrontation in our lives. We don't want wars. We don't want to see people fight and stuff. But that's not true peace this morning. True peace comes from above. So I asked myself some questions last night. What gives me peace? What gives you peace this morning? And I wrote a few of them down. What gives Adam peace? Sometimes it's relationships. Sometimes it's being around the right kind of people. It makes me feel good. I have peace about being around the right kind of people. Sometimes as young people, we feel like we need to date certain people that gives us peace. Being around the right kind of friends that correspond with the way we are. I'm a cowboy, and I feel like if I'm around that particular kind of people, then I'm at peace. If I'm around a hard rock man, I don't have much peace because I don't have much in common with them, so to speak, music-wise. Jobs. Sometimes our jobs give us peace. I know a lot of people, they'll do a particular job that makes them more money, so it gives them peace about their finances. Well, I make X amount of dollars, and so I have this peace that now I can supply for my family and I can meet all their needs. But God's word says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. But the world says, nah, go get the best job. Go make X amount of dollars. And then you'll have peace. And it's a lie straight from hell. It's not true peace this morning. True peace comes from God. The Bible says that if I gain the whole world and lose my own soul, what will it profit me? So you can gain the whole world. You can be around the right kind of people. You can have the right kind of friends, the right kind of job. But it's not true peace, because true peace only comes from above. Possessions. Sometimes the things we have, sometimes it could be the cars we drive, the homes we live in, the places where we buy or whatever it may be. Any type of possession could give us peace about ourselves. But that's not true peace. Because the Bible says to lay not for yourselves up here where treasures upon earth, where moths and rust doth corrupt, where thieves can break through and steal, but lay your treasures up in heaven. So it's very important for us to think about true peace and where it comes from and what is true peace this morning. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. If you'll notice on up in a few scriptures before Christ is talking about the Holy Spirit, he's talking about the Comforter that he'll leave us, that will guide us and direct us. And as we talked about in the first service when we was talking to Miss Jackie, I don't believe that you can't separate the two, Holy Spirit and peace. Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will come. He will guide you. He will give you this peace. Jesus is reaffirming here because he knows what the disciples are going through and what they will go through. That I'm leaving you my peace. God speaks to me and you today. No matter what me and you go through in this life, I'm leaving you something that can carry you all the way through. I'll read one passage over here in one place, a few chapters over. He says, these things I have spoken unto you. We're doing the book, and I like the W's. Who is God speaking to? He's speaking to me and you. These things I have spoken unto you, that you might have peace. He says, in this world you'll have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. See, we're going to have tribulations. So the definition of peace from a worldly standpoint, without war, without distress, is almost a lie. Because you are going to have those things in this life. There's going to be death. There's going to be famine. There's going to be storms. All those things are going to take place. But Christ says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. If me and you are in Christ, we can also overcome the world. But it's what me and you lean on today. If we lean on the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I told them in the first service, I remember when I was a young boy, I used to cry myself to sleep when my grandfather was going to pass. He was up in age, and I would cry. And I got up to about 17 or 18, and not all the time, but periodically, because me and him were so close. I'm so glad that I got saved and the peace come in my heart, because without that peace, I had no hope, and he didn't either. Years on down the road, I got married, and I was watching a movie, and Amy done went to bed. And God, I began to think about my grandfather again, and I started crying and just upset. And then it wasn't much longer. I got saved and got my life right, and God put this peace in there. Long story short, when my grandfather passed away, I didn't worry about where he was going because he accepted Christ. I had peace in my life and peace in my heart. Jesus said there will be tribulations in this world. Why? Because we live in a fallen world. The people inside the world, they want to paint a pretty picture that everything's going to be all right. Every day's going to be good, and it won't be good. And in today's society, people truly don't have that peace. They let possessions, they let their jobs, they let relationship take the place of the Holy Spirit, which truly gives them peace this morning. It's not those other things. It's not your wife that gives you peace. It's not your husband that truly gives you peace. It's the leadership and the lordship of Jesus Christ, who reigns and rules in your heart. He's the true peace this morning. Amen. And that's what God's calling us to, lean unto this peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give you." The greatest gift that God could ever give me and you was a piece of Himself, the Holy Spirit. And so many times, we as Christians, things happen in our life, we fold up like a $2 suitcase because we don't lean to that type of peace that God has put in our heart. In Matthew 8:23, there's a story. Christ tells them to follow Him. There's a lot to it, but He says, "Follow me," and the Bible says they get into a ship. Jesus goes down into the hinder parts of the ship and said a great tempest storm arises. And they become all fearful. They even come to the point, "We're going to die. Let's go down there and wake Jesus up." Now, how can a man be down there asleep while a storm's going on? How can this be? Because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He wasn't afraid of no storm. And they wake Him up, and He comes and He says, "Peace, be still." Can I tell you today that as Christ is in the center of your heart and life, there's things that you can go through that the world will look at and say, "How can He do this?" or "How can she do this today?" It's because Christ is in the center of your heart and life, the Holy Spirit, and you're leaning to the peace of God. There's an episode with Paul. I love when I get up here to preach, the Holy Spirit just begins to show me things. I've been known to be in real lengthy in preaching, and I really try to cut it back. But there's an episode with Paul, and he's on a ship, and it's in Acts 28. Read it sometime if you haven't ever read it. But nonetheless, they're on this ship, and the ship gets battered. And some swim to shore, and others that can't swim, they grab pieces of the boat and they float to the shore and they get there. Now, don't you think about this morning. We're talking about the peace of God. Now, how can a man named Paul go through everything that he went through and he still stayed firm in the Lord Jesus Christ? Me and you today, no matter what we go through, no matter what kind of storms are in our life, we need to stay firm in our beliefs and who we are in Christ. The Bible says that when they got there on the shore, there was a group of people that invited them, and they built a fire. Paul even grabbed a bundle of sticks and threw the sticks on the fire. It said a snake or a viper, the King James Version says a viper jumped out and latched on to Paul. And the people looked back and says, "He's going to die." Can I tell you today, that's what the world's looking at as us as Christians. Is he going to fall? Is he fixing to stumble? The Bible says that Paul shook off the snake. There's things in your life that God's dealing with you right now, and He's telling you to shake off. Get rid of them. Quit holding on to them. Quit holding on to those things that keep you bound down. Shake them off and get rid of them. Get down here in these altars and begin to pray and ask God for leadership and guidance today. The Bible says that those people kept looking at Paul. And after a while, when Paul should have died, they changed their minds. Can I tell you today, that's the kind of people God's trying to raise up. Not that you won't have storms in your life, and not that something ain't going to want to try to latch on to you, but you have enough confidence in the Lord Jesus that you can shake those things off this morning and watch the world look at you and have a change of heart and be saved. That's what God's asking us today, to step into His peace. I don't know what life lies ahead for me or neither one of us. God does. And God's telling me and you today that if we can get a hold of this peace and walk in the lordship and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it ain't that you are not going to have storms in your life, but you can go through those storms. Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, and they were still going through. I know people today that are going through all sorts of things, and they're still staying firm in their faith. But how about you? What are some things in your life that you need to shake off, you need to get rid of today? The strong concordance definition for faith. And this really stuck out to me, and this is what led me to really study this out. It says to join. One, quietness, rest. And I began to think about my life when I got saved. The first thing God done is He joined me unto Him with the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He joined me together. That's what this peace means. He joined me. The only true peace is in God. The Bible says that He's a God of love and He's a God of peace. God joined me together with Himself, which true peace comes from. Oneness. I am one with Christ now. Not because of anything that I've done, but it's because of my faith in Him. I have peace and confidence because of the finished work of the cross. And now I can spend my quiet time with God and have confidence in Him and peace in Him that He'll speak to me. And I can have a rest and assurance that when I draw my last breath from this side, He'll lead me across Jordan River to the other side. Can the world give you that this morning? Can the world give you this type of peace? Boy, I tried it. I tried everything in the world to get it. I thought, boy, if I can just wear a gold buckle, if I can make it to the finals, wear a gold buckle, I'll have peace. If I could get me a big, nice truck and trailer, I'll have peace. If I can acquire all those things, I'll have peace. It's just for a few minutes. But I tell you what, there ain't nothing no more greater. There ain't nothing no more better peace to be in the presence of God. And I feel His presence this morning. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit speaking to His people today. I appreciate the Lord. I thank Him so much. I want to read two more scriptures. In Philippians 3, Philippians 4, verse 7. It says, "The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Or in other words, guard your heart. In Proverbs 4, in verse 25, I believe, it talks about that we are to guard our heart. In this passage here, it says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. You know, sometimes I don't understand. I don't understand why some people have to go through this and why other people's got to go through that, or why I have to deal with certain issues in my life. But it says, above all this, it says that his peace will pass all understanding. That God will give me a peace that I can put those thoughts aside and have peace that God's got me. The Bible says, if he be for me, who can be against me this morning? Man. And he'll guard our hearts and guard our minds. I believe more than anything, at times in our life, that's where we struggle, is our heart and our mind. We begin to let things creep into our mind. If they get into our mind, they get in our heart. If they're in our heart, they come out of our mind, which comes out of our mouth. That's why the Bible says, above all else, guard your heart. Because why? Out of it flows the issues of life. And if we'll take God's word and we continue to hide it in our heart, and we ask the Holy Spirit to use us, speak to us, lead and guide us, he'll guard our hearts, he guards our minds. And then when negative thoughts begin to come, he'll put those things away, because you've been with the Father. You know how it is when us as parents, we guard our children. We don't want them by anything harmful. And we continually every day re-encourage them, don't do this and don't do that. And you know, I know kids, well, I'm not going to do this, Mama. I'm not going to do this, Daddy. I'm not going to do those things. And our Heavenly Father is continually every day speaking to me and you. The Holy Spirit is, guard your heart. Don't let that thought run wild in your mind. That's the peace that God gives me and you, that he does speak to us. A peace from above today that I can't give you. The world can't give you. It only comes from above. One more passage. In Colossians. And this is where God began to put it all together. In Colossians 3 and 15. He began to put it all together pertaining to how the Holy Spirit is peace, is truth. He says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, in which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. God's peace, rule, reign, that me and you are joined together today by his peace, by his Holy Spirit, as it rules and reigns in our hearts and we allow the Holy Spirit to work today. The Bible said he is a comforter. He is a guide. He directs us today. I heard a story several years ago about a preacher. Him and his family were going down the road. They was on vacation. And the Holy Spirit spoke to him and told him, said, you need to pull over. So he pulled over and he was listening to the Lord, and the Lord wouldn't say anything to him. And his wife says, what are you doing? He says, I'm waiting on the Lord. He told me to pull over. And said they kept waiting and kept waiting. And she said, well, are we going to go? And he says, I'm waiting on God. And he said, after about 20 or 30 minutes, the Lord spoke to him and said, okay, you can go. He thought it strange for a little while. God spoke to him and told him he was keeping him out of harm's way on up the road. See, that's peace. That's leadership. That's lordship. That's God speaking to our hearts and keeping us out of harm's way. That's the Lord communion with us and trying to help us through this walks of life. That's where God's calling the church today, has been calling it for a long time. Letting the peace of God rule in our hearts. What rules you? What rules you this morning? Is it the world? The things in the world? Is it your wife, your husband, your children, your job? I know so many people, they let other things other than God rule them. And God should be the sole ruler this morning. I appreciate the Lord. I hope this message blessed you. We're going to have a I'm going to pray, and we'll let the singers come up and there's anything you need to pray about this morning, anything that you need to shake off, you need to ask God to help you with this morning, me and the elders will be here to pray with you and help you this morning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you this morning, Lord, we're so grateful and thankful, Lord, for the blessings of life. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for the leadership of the Holy Spirit, so thankful for the word this morning. Lord, we're thankful for your peace, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, which passeth all understanding, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that if there's those, Lord, that you are speaking to, dear Heavenly Father, they got things in their life, Lord, that they need to shake off, Lord, and come to you, Lord, and ask for your help and leadership and guidance, Lord. Let them have confidence, Lord, to come and pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Lord. Be with Jim and his family, Lord. And we ask it all in Christ's name.